It's Thursday, March 11th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Physical security gets a hard look. IDC revises their projection for this year, and the UK joins in on the right to repair. This is the Business of Tech. Here's a collision of physical and virtual security. Activist hackers have breached live surveillance cameras installed at companies like Tesla and Equinox, as well as healthcare clinics, jails, and banks. They gained access to images and then shared screenshots of their ability to gain root shell access to the surveillance systems used by Cloudflare and at Tesla's HQ. How'd they do it? They stumbled upon a super admin account from the security company Verkada, which sells the systems designed for real-time monitoring. Of note, researchers focus on the ability for employees of the company to access feeds without customer knowledge. Meanwhile, while I'm talking about physical, data centers at company OVH, located in France, have been destroyed by a fire. Customers are advised to use their disaster recovery plans, as the fire has made multiple data centers unserviceable. Now, why do we care? I've talked a couple of times about the concept of monitor the monitor. Let's do it again. The principle in security, trust but verify, isn't selective. Apply it everywhere. Your network monitoring tools, your surveillance tools, everything. Also, do you really need these tools? One of the questions a CIO, or virtual one, should be asking is the technology really the best way to solve the problem at hand? Is fake security just bringing us more security threats? Asking hard questions is where the real value is. IDC has updated their forecasts, now projecting 18.2% PC shipment growth over 2020. This is notebooks, desktops, and workstations. It's also a big revision from December's prediction, which was 1.6% for this year. Why? Rising demand and the sizable backlog from last year. Education and the work-from-home move is driving the surge. Now, why do we care? It's a sugar high. The reason cited is important. It's not a long-term trend. It's a short-term bump. Don't get me wrong. Leverage it. Just don't build long-term plans around it. The endpoints aren't the long-term value. As with all trends, they come in bursts. After the EU enacted its right to repair law, which we covered just last week, the UK is implementing theirs. How? They're implementing the EU rules in the UK as part of their promise to keep regulations in alignment. This is done via UK law slated for the summer. Critics do highlight that it's not strictly a right to repair law, just requires the spare parts to be available, but not requiring those manufacturers to sell them directly to consumers or to regulate prices. Meanwhile, Nevada introduced their bill, AB 221, on right to repair. That marks the 25th state to introduce legislation around right to repair. We included a link from the Campaign for the Right to Repair that highlights the various states' progress. Now, why do we care? It's a pretty sizable shift. It follows the usual pattern. Feels like all of a sudden, until you look at the long-term work that brought us here. It just happens in a flurry at the end. The ability to service devices keeps an ecosystem of repair enabled. I'd argue that it's not too far a step to see software integrators in the same view as those servicing hardware. A bit of a stretch, sure, but not impossible. Historically, a lot of SMB-focused service organizations came from this service and repair space. There's real revenue tied up in the ability to deliver those services that's being protected here. Finally, we care because if large manufacturers can keep small repair shops out, they own a services relationship that is direct. Do you want the big hardware manufacturers to have service technicians with direct relationships like this? If not, you care a lot about right to repair. Are you ready to take your cybersecurity skills to the next level? Save your spot for Hack It 2021, March 22nd through 24th. Join Huntress for their second annual cybersecurity training event, Hack It. Sharpen your tradecraft, network with security professionals, and get a hands-on training you can actually use in your business. 3 days, including a Windows pre-day and 2 full days of cybersecurity education. Want to sign up? Go to huntress.com/hackit2021 with underscores between, or link in the show notes. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow.